This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Supreme Court last night uploaded on its website an in-house inquiry report into the alleged discovery of huge cash at the residence of Delhi High Court Judge Yashwant Verma. The inquiry report submitted by Delhi High Court Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay contained information about the official communications stating that 4 to 5 semi-burnt stacks of Indian currency were found. The 25-page inquiry report also included videos and photographs of the firefighting operation at Justice Verma's residence on the night of Holi on the 14th of March, during which the cash was recovered. As recommended in the report, Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, has constituted a 3-member in-house inquiry committee to probe the allegations against Justice Verma. CJI Khanna has also directed the Chief Justice of the Delhi High Court not to assign any judicial work to Justice Verma. In his response, Justice Verma has stated that no cash was ever placed in the storeroom either by him or any of his family members. He said the allegations of cash discovery at his residence clearly appeared to be a conspiracy to frame and malign him. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export, effective from the 1st of April. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. It added that both mandi and retail prices have softened following expected arrival of rabi crops in good quantities. As per the estimates, higher production of crops during the rabi season, including onion, is expected to further ease the market prices in the coming months. The nation is paying homage to the 3 of its heroic revolutionaries of the Indian freedom struggle, Shaheed-e-Azam Bhagat Singh, Shivram Rajguru and Sukhdev Thapar, who were executed at the Central Jail in Lahore on this day in 1931. These brave freedom fighters were tried for assassinating the British police officer, J.P. Saunders, on 17th of December 1928 in Lahore and were sentenced to death. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Botswana in the wake of floods in the country. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that the first tranche of around 10 tons of assistance, comprising essential medicines, surgical supplies, mosquito nets and water purifiers, was dispatched for Botswana. Meanwhile, humanitarian assistance has also been sent to Kiribati to help strengthen the healthcare system of the country. A consignment of 6-bedded container-based dialysis unit departed from Mundra Port for Tarawa in Kiribati yesterday. In the US, a mass shooting between 2 rival groups at an unsanctioned car show in a park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, left 3 dead and 15 injured last night. The victims included 2 19-year-old men and a 16-year-old boy. The shooting occurred at a city park with multiple gunshots fired. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports and Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandviya will take part in the nationwide movement Fit India Sundays on cycle from Lucknow today. According to an official release, the Union Minister will be joined by the Governor of Uttar Pradesh, Anandibeen Patel, and Uttar Pradesh Minister of Sports and Youth Affairs Girish Chandra Yadav. Asian Games medal-winning javelin thrower Kishore Jena will take part in a cycling movement at the scenic Aksa Beach in Mumbai, while members of the Physical Education Foundation of India will join the initiative in New Delhi. The third day of the Khelo India Para Games 2025 witnessed intense competition and inspiring performances in New Delhi yesterday. Top para badminton players delivered outstanding performances. In the inaugural match of Indian Premier League, IPL T20, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Put into bat first, KKR scored 174 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad at 3:30 p.m. In another clash of the day, Chennai Super Kings will face Mumbai Indians in Chennai from 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.